Message received at 2:08 a.m. today from 212-555-1212.
Yo, Lucky, what's up? It's Decoder. I saw the new issue of Wired magazine. Saw your name mentioned in there. You're a fucking noob. Goddamn media whore. Later.
End of message.
Die Wunder dieser Welt werden dir geschenkt.
Sean, it's like this new episode of Default Radio for Thanksgiving. You should check it out.
Oh no, I'm just peeing. Motherfuckers, this is Default Radio, episode 39, Dead But Not Gone, and I am, of course, Decoder, your host. Joined here with the world-famous media whore himself,
Lucky 225.
Oh yeah, baby, stealing the spotlight from others, from what I heard.
Yeah.
But we'll get into that in a few minutes. I just wanted to let everyone know that today is Thanksgiving. And, you know, we all have a lot to be thankful for, but some of us don't, so we don't care. But it is Thanksgiving. It is Thanksgiving, and this is our special treat for the holiday. We always give people shit on the holidays. Always. Holidays come around, we give you fucking gifts. We come bearing gifts. So you know what? This Thanksgiving, you will be giving thanks for episode 39 of Default Radio with the original lineup. Decoder,
right.
Lucky 225, and Doug the Engineer.
The gay engineer.
The gay engineer.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, we haven't called him that for, oh my God.
This is like the first episode.
Yeah, hell yeah. And you know what? Speaking of that, exactly 1 year ago today, we were doing Default Radio episode 2.5. Isn't it amazing how time flies?
Yeah, sure is.
But anyway, we got a lot of shit to talk about today on this special, special Thanksgiving episode, episode 39. Back from the dead, but I don't know for how long.
Yeah,
first and foremost.
I'm giving thanks to Decoder, first and foremost, for calling my parents' house up at 3 in the fucking morning to do a radio show. I'm outside. I'm spending my Thanksgiving 3 a.m. outside doing a radio show.
That means it's 6 a.m. in New York. That's what type of shit we're bringing you. But anyway, I did want to say, just to make sure everyone's perfectly crystal clear on this, because you're hearing us today does not mean that Default Radio will become a weekly thing again. If you want to hear my dumb ass, which I don't know why you would want to, but if you do, you can hear me on the Mind War every weekday except Tuesday, midnight Eastern, 9 p.m. Pacific on Rant Radio, rantradio.com, and, of course, www.themindwar.com, which is the new daily show that I do with Roger Five about politics and conspiracies and all sorts of crazy shit. So you might not hear Default Radio for a while, so don't get your hopes up. Just deal with what you got. I just wanted to get that out of the way first. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, everyone thinks we're coming back, but no.
You might be surprised. Things might happen in the future. You know what I'm saying? This is why you check the website every day, because if you're checking it today, you're hearing this. So you try, who knows? Who knows what might happen? We've been throwing around ideas. This thing might come back January 05, which is not too long, a month or so, you know?
And what I'm hearing from Doug is we're getting a lot of hits today for some particular reason.
Oh, I wonder why.
Yeah, I wonder why.
But, yeah, you know, that's what we are going to talk about today. First of all, Doug, we got any email?
We got a lot.
Do we? Really? Why don't we start by reading some of the emails we've gotten over the past couple of months that Default Radio was
being
fun.
You can't be kidding me. I think I've deleted, like, most of them.
Oh, well, just read some of
them. I think
that we delete their mail.
Like, 90% of it was probably sending in some articles for shows that we never ended up doing.
No, I'm not talking about... Listen, first of all, stop interrupting each other. We got to do a halfway professional show here. I'm not talking about emails like that. I'm talking about well-wishers and anything you got in that inbox. What do you have in the Default Radio inbox?
I don't know. Spam, mostly, but let me check.
Let's check.
Oh, my God. Doug's on top of things, as usual.
He can't tell people he deleted all those emails.
I know. What the hell is wrong with him?
Dude, considering, like, fucking, I don't know, like, how much space does an email take up? You know what I'm saying?
Dude, I'm fucking around. I didn't delete shit.
All right. Well, you know what? We're going to read, Doug, we're going to read some of these emails.
I don't know. I might have deleted some because fucking there's a whole bunch of spam, and maybe if you showed up in the spam, I probably deleted you.
Yeah.
Let me see.
Let's not worry about that. Let's go from the very beginning. You don't have to read the entire bulk of the email. Just say quickly who sent us emails, what they were pertaining to. You know what I'm saying? We want to give these people shots because the listeners, that's what we do it for. Why do you think I'm here? Fucking 5:45 in the morning. I'm thanks mother fucking giving doing the show for you.
I think it's because
here's
you don't have any family decoder.
Here's a recent one for G.I. Joe. Doug, idea for Default Daily that you already probably thought of. Have each daily episode on Bell's Mind since I can get it for free, as well known for getting more popular. Just an idea, although, do you have an email and AIM name for Decoder at all? I'd like to talk to him, but I don't have time to make it on a conference.
Default Daily? What are you talking about? It hasn't been around for 9 months. Anyway, shouts to G.I. Joe. Hell yeah. Fucking, I'll be in contact with you, dude.
Here's an email from Bitbiter.
All right, what does he have to say?
What's up, guys? I'm a new listener. I started listening to the show when I saw a link on H2K2's site. I started listening to episode 33 and was hooked. The on-air Ewing was the shit. But anyways, here's my beef. When's the next show fucking coming out?
Right now.
You got me hooked on it like crack and don't supply. I heard a rumor that Default Radio was dead. Is this true? I hope not. I can't wait to hear from you guys again later.
Well, you're hearing from us right now, motherfucker. Shouts to you. Anybody else?
A Papa John's employee. P.S. Papa John sucks.
Any more emails? I want to hear them. I want to hear what the people have to say.
Well, I didn't know we were linked on H2K2.net.
Probably on the whole site or whatever.
Tamara asks, is someone interested in taking a conference on private investigators or writing something for a magazine on telephone technology?
What magazine is that?
I don't know. TamaraThompsonInvestigation.com.
All right, we'll talk to them. We'll be in contact with
them. Like,
I'll definitely be given the contact of that person.
Yeah, all right, keep going. That's spam or something.
Make money today. That's spam. hi, guys. Some cool videos. No.
Spam. Come on, we got to do this. This is fucking... There's no edits in this shit, bro.
Hi, I'm Julian. I just want to say hi. That's about it. I don't really have anything to say.
Okay.
Some random person...
All right, well, shouts to them. We'll get back to you.
Havoc sending in episode 36 and 38.
All right, we don't care about that.
Shouts to Havoc. He was one of the best out there. Shouts to him.
Definitely.
Someone from James, here's a good news article for discussion.
No, this is old stuff, man. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about well-wishers.
I mean, they're just like random people sending us articles, which is nice of them.
All right, well, you know what? That's it then. Shouts to everyone who sent us emails ever. And, you know, we hope to get more. And, of course, don't forget to send me emails at the Mind War, man. You know, just wish us well, things like that. Let me take a drag of my cigarette right here.
Yo, here's an email from a guy named Scott. I did some research on what Decoder mentioned in episode 25. I think it means Rigel.
Yeah.
Apparently some trainers feed their pit bulls gunpowder and hot sauce to give them I don't know. This is like, I don't even know what this is about.
I remember Rigel talking about that, with the whole feeding the pit bulls gunpowder to make them mean.
Also, if Default wants some music or something, I'm the guy that did the BinRib email theme. And if you want custom music, just email me and tell me what you want.
Oh, that dude, he's fucking cool. He's definitely cool. All right, man. Well, there's the emails. We're doing a real show here, you know what I'm saying? There is something I wanted to talk about. This is why we're doing this today. Lucky 225.
Who, me?
Oh, yeah, you. You got my voicemail, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you did. So, I pick up the new issue of Wired, and, you know, your name is in there, man. And what did they say, the default radio boys, what did they call us?
We are rock stars in the freak underground.
Yeah, well, we might be. We just very well may be. Now, why don't you tell me, Lucky, why don't you tell everyone, listening to this, what the deal is with this fucking Wired article?
Oh, my God. Okay, first of all, Annalee Newitz, I don't know if she's up on my nuts or whatever. Hey, give me a call. It's all right.
She's the author of this upset article.
Yeah, she sort of interviewed me, Strom, Natus, a couple other people that were there.
Uh-huh.
And she basically took all of the stuff that she interviewed with us and made it look as if I had quoted everything. I mean, Strom made a comment about, like, tin cans and how he was going to have, like, voiceover elastic. And she quoted me as saying this. And
you know,
and
journalists do that quite often. Journalists do that quite often. Now, what is this article about? Tell everyone what the whole article is really about.
Yeah, the article's not even supposed to be about VoIP. The headline is something about cell phone hackers, and it's, like, about blue snarfing and shit like that with Bluetooth.
The media, big deal.
Here, hold on a second. I'm going to eat some beef jerky. Keep talking.
What the hell?
Fucking keep talking, motherfucker.
Anyways, so yeah, we're just sort of mentioned a four in the middle of it. And I don't know, it was just very strange. I mean, they cut out Strom Carlson, like, completely. They quoted me on stuff that Strom Carlson said.
There's a picture of you in here?
No, there's no picture of me.
Huh.
No picture.
Damn it.
Yeah, right.
No, they put a picture of Strom, and they said it was me. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. But
shouts to Strom and to Natus, of course.
I mean, and I really don't understand it, considering, like, she had her checkers or whatever fucking calling me, like, every day to check about certain things in the article and making sure everything was correct.
And then she ends up attributing everything to you instead of not mentioning Strom and Natus.
Yeah.
But mentioning Default Radio and mentioning the website and everything.
It didn't really mention the website. It did mention Default Radio and mention that the Default Radio boys were the ones doing the presentation at DEF CON.
Uh-huh.
But then it mostly talks about just the little Vonage trick that I did. It didn't talk about spoofing caller ID with VXML or through.
Wait, which Vonage trick?
The one that Cessna came up with.
Yeah.
Shout out to Cessna, too, another dude that fucking really supported Default Radio in its heyday.
That's right. And they just basically made it look like the only thing we talked about was social engineering Vonage into number portability.
Well.
And then they did a little section on Telefreak, and they accredited Telefreak for their unmasking blocked caller ID, being able to spoof caller ID with asterisk, you know, all the stuff that we already talked about.
Yeah, that we've already done.
Yeah.
Shouts to Telefreak. Those guys are fucking cool.
Shouts to Telefreak. No, you know, not trying to take a stab at them or anything, but, you know, they just basically sort of, I don't know, it was just kind of weird the way that they wrote that article up.
Yeah, well, you know what? This is why my esteemed co-host on the Mind War, Rigel Five, will tell everyone to not deal with the fucking media. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That shit's going to go wrong. I mean, now, the weird thing is that in the in the current FHM, if anyone doesn't know, FHM stands for For Him Magazine. It started out in the UK, but now there's been a US version for quite a few years. It's basically a Maxim type of magazine. And there's an article about DEF CON in there. And fucking Moss, Dark Tangent, and Dead Addict are all over the fucking thing. You know what I'm saying? And it definitely portrays things in a good light, you know. Excuse me. Wow. But I don't know, man.
Not to say that this article didn't portray things in a good light either.
It just takes things.
They didn't really put things in a factual way. I mean, it did portray things the way they are, but
it just wasn't factual.
Straight.
Now, here's the thing. I haven't fucking spoken. I know Rigel speaks with fucking Dead Addict and Jeff Moss occasionally. And I haven't spoken, I haven't heard if Rigel has spoken to them about this. So I don't know what in the FHM article about DEF CON is factual and what isn't. So I guess, yeah, the Wired article with mentioning Default Radio and Lucky, and the FHM article with Dead Addict and Dark Tangent, and a bunch of other people, actually. I don't want to, you know, I just can't remember the names off the top of my head, so I don't want to slight them. But there's, like, a few people mentioned in that FHM article. It's not portraying shit in a bad light, but it's just non-factual with a lot of things, and that's just what the media does. You know what I'm saying? They're just noobs, you know? So don't fucking deal with them. Unless you have some sort of, and this is never going to happen, but if you could see the article before it goes to print and then fucking give your opinion and change things if need be, which is never going to happen, but in that rare event that you're given that opportunity, then perhaps dealing with the media isn't that bad. But it's just going to be non-factual, man. That's how it works, man. I remember for some odd reason, I was featured prominently in the media all over the place a few months back. And needless to say, there were many inconsistencies, is the best way to put it. Many, many inconsistencies in those various news releases and articles, yeah. Something about I spent years practicing fucking speed dialing in a Buddhist monastery somewhere with monks somewhere on Shaolin Island or something. Zen fucking freaking. I don't know what the fuck was going on. But anyway, so that's what we got to say about the media. You know what? I'm going to mention him again, Roger Five. I share his sentiments. Fuck the media. Do not talk to them. Don't do anything unless it's beneficial to you. And, you know, that could be some people can construe that as being a very self-centered attitude to say unless it's beneficial to you. But you know fucking what? Who lives your life besides you? Who deals with consequences and gets rewards for things pertaining to you besides you? So only do these things if it's definitely going to be beneficial to you. That said,
I talked to Anna Lee in person, and she seemed like a nice person.
I'm not saying she's not a nice lady.
And it's just, I'm just saying, you know, she has other people that are actually putting together an article and
exactly
what they want to cut out.
Exactly.
And, you know, when it goes to print, that's it.
It's all fucked up. Yeah, that's how it works, you know. And I will say this, though. Any fucking news, any coverage, any media coverage is good. Because you know what? It says Default Radio and Wired Magazine, and people are going to come to the website. That's it. So, you know, no matter what it says, it could say we were a bunch of fucking losers, whatever. It doesn't fucking matter, because they're coming to the website.
Yeah.
DefaultRadio.com, that's where we are. That's where we've been.
We can create our own goddamn media. So.
Yeah, and exactly, and we do create our own media, and here the fuck it is. You could hear it here. You could hear it on the Mind War. Fucking, you can go listen to fucking to Binary Revolution Radio with our boy Stank Dog. Speaking of that, that's another thing I'm going to get into, you know. And then there's all these other shows, Infonomicon. I'm very, very saddened that Radio Freak America isn't around anymore. I'm very saddened.
Yeah.
But, you know, it happens, you know what I'm saying? But this is the alternative media. This is where you go. This is where you get it, you know. Fuck everyone else. You don't need that bullshit. But, yeah, speaking of Binary Revolution and Stank Dog, since the last time Default Radio was around, Lucky, this whole episode's about you.
Oh, Jesus.
And your media whoring.
That's right.
Anyway, I heard through the grapevine that you were a full-fledged member of the DDP Stank Dog's Digital Dog Pound.
That is correct.
Now, let me ask you this.
My special skills that are noted, media whoring.
Media whoring, yes, exactly. Now, did Stank Dog hit himself on the head and, like, think it was a good idea to make you a member of DDP? Is that what happened?
Well, all I have to say is Natus is now a member of DDP, so
well, that's understandable. Like, Natus is lead.
Natus does something with
you. Yeah, he does shit. You don't do shit, man. You know how long it took us to get you to do this?
Come on now.
Hey kids, go back and listen to the original episodes of Default Radio. Where the hell was Lucky in episode 2? 3.
Yeah, but actually back then he had a job. There was reasons back then when he was just like not showing up when he didn't even have a job.
He had a job and a girlfriend. Now there's no reason.
Now there's no reason to like not
doing
this.
I'm unemployed.
Now, I have a job and multiple girlfriends, and where am I at 6 in the morning? Right fucking here. So fuck all of you. You can make time for things that you love and what you love doing. Anyway. But you know what? It's been a long time. It's been quite a long time.
Yes, it has.
But you know what we're going to do? We're
going to
talk about some freaking.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of shit has changed. A lot of shit. The first thing that I want to talk about on the freak front is a service called Camophone. Can you give us the URL for that, Lucky?
I believe it's camophone.com.
Can you spell that for everyone, for the kids?
Yes, it's CamoPhone.
And now, what does this service do for you?
Well, I believe it's a... Is it a web-based service, or...
I'm not quite sure. I just, you know... I don't deal with things
fucking,
like this.
It's web-based. It fucking calls you and it lets you spoof.
Yeah, it calls you. Now, they claim this to be anonymous, but it calls you. This is not anonymous, kids. Okay? And I have my, you know... If the person... Okay, because I'm gonna preface this. If the person who is responsible for Camophone wants to contact us anonymously, we will we'll keep you anonymous. We won't tell anyone who you are because it's been a going thing where we've all been discussing this and we think we know who you are. Like we don't have any ideas on exactly who you are, but I think if we knew who you were, we'd be like, yeah, we know that guy. So that's just, you know, who knows? We could be completely wrong. We could be 100% wrong. But contact us. And let us know why you're going to call people back, why this is web-based. Now, this is the two theories that we have. It's either someone we know, or this is Mr. Star 38 trying to be funny.
Oh, God, speaking of which, have you seen Star38.com's about page?
No, what's it about?
They claim that, they're pulling a John Kerry. They're doing a flip-flop here.
They're flip-flopping?
Yeah, they're flip-flopping. You remember when the CEO... had first started an article in Security Focus, and that's how Star 38 gained its popularity. Remember he made a very particular comment saying that he was not using voiceover.
Well, this
IP.
Was funny. We laughed at him. Kevin Paulson came around just to say, fucking, you're an idiot, okay? He claimed, and this I never understood, like, is this guy just that much of a noob? But he claimed that this wasn't using VoIP, and the reason he gave that it wasn't voiceover IP He told Natus, because Natus called him out. Natus is lead, and he called the dude out. He said, you're using VoIP. You know what I'm saying? And he said, oh, I'm not using VoIP. If you want to test me, you call from a fucking POTS line and spoof to a POTS line, and it will go through. Yeah, what does that have to do with it? We use VoIP to fucking spoof caller ID, and I call from a POTS line and call a POTS line and fucking end.
Yeah.
You know, like, are you
no VoIP in the middle.
Yeah, it's VoIPed in the middle.
And, right? Anyway, so Natus called him out. And
He was owned, yeah.
Then he pussied out saying that he got death threats.
Yeah, that was the thing. He was saying he was getting death threats. And you know what? You're a fucking liar. I'm going to call you out. Right? What's the guy's name?
I can't. Jason Jepson.
Here, keep talking. I got to go fill up my drink. Tell people about this. Tell people the story.
Anyways, yeah, Jason Jepson. He said he was receiving death threats at his apartment. In reality, I think he was fearing because... I believe his cellular telephone, we had received some information, that his cellular telephone was a T-Mobile that was posted on Star38.com when it first came out. And I believe it was on default. You could spoof caller ID to listen to his messages. And he's offering a spoofing caller ID service. And we called him out on that shit, too. Anyway, so the guy pussied out and sold his company to someone else. I forget what state it was in. Do you remember, Doug?
No.
Well, he sold it to some other company in, like, a totally completely different state. And they redid the whole web design using, like, some Photoshopped images and stuff, and they're trying to make it look all pretty and eye-candy-like. Anyways, now if you go to the About page, I think it's the very first paragraph says something like, don't be fooled by other caller ID spoofing services. Because we use voice over IP technology, our spoofing is completely legal. Other services manipulate the caller ID by actually changing the caller ID data, which is illegal.
Whoa. Wait a minute. What are they talking about?
I have no idea. Doug, are you online?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, go to star38.com and click about and start and read that first paragraph where it talks about sleep.
How is it illegal to do it one way but not the other way?
Don't ask me, dude.
It's not.
They're flip-flopping, and as far as I'm concerned, I believe Jason Jepson gave an interview in one of the news media saying that because he was not using VoIP, that it was legal. And now they're claiming you have to use VoIP for it to be legal.
Look, I'm getting my information from the FCC, and you can change your caller ID if you want.
Yeah, you're allowed to change your caller ID, you just can't act upon it. I mean, obviously you can't spoof like a police department at someone's house and be like, yeah, I'm the, you know, fucking, I work with the police department.
It's, Doug. It has nothing to do with that, because that's impersonating a police officer,
yeah.
Regardless if you spoof the number or not. But you can indeed spoof the police department to your friend and say, oh, you're owned.
Right, you can spoof that, but you can't say that's who you are.
Because it doesn't matter. The spoofing is above and beyond
what you're already doing.
Yeah,
that's why it doesn't mean anything. It's not the spoofing. It's just if you were to say that's who you are, then
exactly.
You can't do that.
These people are bullshit. You know what? Don't even bother reading it. We're going to say this right now. Star 38 is full of shit. Don't use them. Okay? And you know what? It's not like I'm sitting here with my own service that I want you to use. If indeed I had my own service I wanted you to use, number one, it would be anonymous because I would sell you an access code, not unlike a calling card. There would be no web-based bullshit. There would be no callbacks. There would be no nonsense. So these companies that fucking want to rip you off, yo, if you're fucking lead, if you're listening to this, you should either A, already know how to easily spoof caller ID on your own without a service, or B, know someone who could help you.
Well, and not only is it web-based, it calls you back. The form of payment is PayPal.
Yeah, come on.
So,
which, you know, if I was telling people calling cards, you know, there's nothing wrong with PayPal.
Yeah, well, I understand that. But, I mean, you can at least give them the option to accept credit cards so they could use a prepaid credit card or something. You
something,
know?
Something. Yeah, exactly. So, look, we've been talking about spoofing for quite a long time. As a matter of fact, Lucky, when you were doing the Telus trick, I mean, come on.
This is
a long time ago. I mean, people could start, you know, this could be the fad of today, but we've been doing it already. It's nothing new to us. It's just a fucking billion times easier now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it's really nothing new, and it's nothing all that fucking crazy. It's very simple. This isn't something, oh, I'm elite because I could spoof caller ID. There's so many services. There's VXML. Services that enable you to spoof your caller ID.
And even way before the Telus trick, you could use a PRI ISDN line.
Yeah, you could use PRI ISDN. There was always that calling card where it had an 800 access number, and if you sent a fail
to it, it would ask where you're calling from.
Yeah, and that would spoof the CPN. This is nothing new. This has been going on for at least 5 years, at least.
Yeah.
It's
probably been going on since caller ID, since the dawn of caller ID.
Well, definitely, but I mean in such a way that we're doing it today. It's been around for 5 years.
Yeah.
It's nothing new. We could spoof caller ID. Whoop-de-doo. Fucking feather in your hat. But yeah, this fucking camel phone, I think I would hate to think it is someone in the scene, because this person is going to great lengths to remain anonymous. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The domain is registered anonymous. They don't want nobody to know who they are. I really hope it's not someone in the scene, because if it is someone in the scene, you're doing people a disservice. Why are you doing callbacks? Is this your grandmaster plan to own the world? I mean, what are you doing? You shouldn't be doing callbacks. That's not needed. You can give people an access number. How much does a DID cost a month? $10? You know what I'm saying?
Well,
come on.
You know, even if it's, you know, and even if it is someone in the scene, I mean, you know, because they're still going to collect what number you're calling from if you gave them an access code.
But you could fail.
Yeah, they're still going to collect where you're calling to, though.
That's true, but you could just watch who you call. This thing wants to call you, it's a setup. Don't fucking do it. I'm not trying to make CamoPhone or Star 38 lose any business. We're not about that. I support all these things because any business that has to do with the telephone, I think is fucking elite. I think all you guys are elite. Unfortunately, I think you're kind of like, this isn't performing a service. You're actually fucking doing people a disservice by the way you have it set up. I think it's dumb. I'm going to call people out when I think their shit is dumb.
The way they're trying to capitalize over the other businesses, like
yeah.
Star 38, saying, oh, those other ones are using a legal method.
Yeah, meanwhile, they're just full of shit. Fuck all of you. You know what I'm saying? Get the fuck out of here. Don't make me fucking undercut all you fucking idiots with a truly anonymous way to do this. Don't make me do it. I don't want to have to. You know what I'm saying? I want other people to do it, because I really, to tell you the truth, could care fucking less. You know, I'm not out here to fucking make money, which is why at 6 fucking o'clock in the morning,
and
I'm doing a radio show for free.
Yeah, and as everyone knows, I mean, come on, give me a break. Go to cafe.bevocal.com, you know, grab the script at fucking
Bright. Yeah, bevocal. Bevocal.
Yeah,
do it.
Go to erase.us/bevocal.xml and fucking just use that script, you know? Place your one-minute free call.
Yeah, let you call for a minute. No big deal. You did your spoofing. The problem with bevocal is it only lets you spoof valid numbers, like valid area codes with valid exchanges.
Yeah.
So you can't be like the lead motherfucker and spoof
nice
like...
It's still a nice proof of concept if you don't want to pay $5 to Camophone to call you back.
Yeah, $5? That's how much they're charging?
Yeah.
Okay, Camophone, suck a dick. Star 38, everyone already knows you're full of shit, regardless of who runs it. I think Camophone is, what's his name, Jepson.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't want to say anything. Anyway, but now I'm going to. I'm calling you out, dude. Send us an email. I dare you. Anyway. And if anyone really knows, like, the exact legalities of changing your call ID, modifying it, let us know. There's nothing, you know, I'm not aware of anything being even remotely illegal about it. Anyone can do it. People do it every day. Telemarketers do it all the time. You know what I'm saying? Changing your caller ID, no fucking big deal.
Yeah. But, well, telemarketers have to do it to a number where you can call back 24 hours a day.
Well, they don't, though. They always send me a reorder or a disconnected number.
Yeah.
It's technically one of their numbers. They own the number.
Well, it's still technically against the law, because the law states that the number they display must be a number that you can call back 24 hours a day to request that your number be removed from the do not call list. That's actually what it says on the law, but...
Well, every telemarketer that ever called me is breaking that law. Anyway. Jesus fucking Christ. Doug, how long have we been going here?
30 minutes.
30 minutes? All right. Man. I'm going to need another piece of fucking beef jerky.
Oh, what the hell is wrong with you?
Fuck you, dude. So besides this fucking Camophone and bullshit, what else is new in the world of freaking?
You tell me, dude. I've just been sort of sitting back and relaxing nowadays. Unemployed. So I don't know how I can really relax with no money.
Well, I've been doing plenty of fucking work, and I've been juggling quite a few different females, so I don't do nothing no more. I call up Doug, and we yell at each other.
I've missed this. Three of us
all
together.
I heard you guys were having spoofing wars, calling up from names like Unlimited Skills.
Dude, that was so much fun. Doug, the night we did that was fucking just the for like hours straight, all we were doing was having spoofing wars, trying to top each other on what we could fucking come up with for a caller ID name. So much fun.
Yeah.
You know,
people.yahoo.com is your friend.
Dude, yeah, exactly. Yo, that's what freaking is all about. Freaking, it's not about getting free calls, of course. We said this from the beginning and we'll say it again. It's nothing to do with getting free calls. Cell phones are free. Motherfucking everything is free. Unlimited. It's, you know, you pay a little bit of money a month and you're fucking good to go. It's not about getting free calls. It's not about fucking screwing people over, getting their info, fucking owning them. It's not about any of that. It's about having fucking fun. And when Doug and I sit around for fucking hours, fucking spoofing to each other with fucking crazy caller ID names, you know what I'm saying? There's nothing more fun than that. When I get calls from A. Lamer and fucking...
gay.
And gay. Yeah, there's a number that just says gay. I mean, beat that,
what
motherfuckers.
What about Unlimited Skills?
Unlimited Skills, yeah. And that was in my local telephone directory, Unlimited Skills. And for the people who know who I am, know where I'm from, easy enough to find who's listed as Unlimited Skills, you know? I got a call from Emmanuel Goldstein, Jason Scott, Kevin Mitnick, George W. Bush, Homer Simpson. who the fuck is named Homer Simpson? You know what I'm saying?
Dude, there were so many Homer Simpsons, man. I was trying to find
that.
There was
Homer
the one
Simpson.
That was
Homer
dude,
J.
Was
Simpson.
I was trying to back spoof like a Simpson Homer J. Yeah, that was it.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
Oh, nice.
So much stuff, dude. It's fucking crazy.
The best is the ones you spoofed to me, like your name here.
Yeah, your name here, your father.
Your father, George Costanza.
George Costanza, so damn hot. Dude, it's just, come on. You can't have more fun than fucking spoofing numbers to each other for hours on end. That's what freaking is all about, kids. It's not about anything else. It's not about fucking illegitimate things or fucking immoral things or anything even close to that. It's about having fun. And if you stop having fun, then just give it up. Pack your bags. And you know what? Many people have done that. A lot of people have dropped out of the scene for that reason, because it wasn't fun anymore.
Yeah.
Anyway, I need a cigarette.
I miss this. You know what? It's always been either me, Dakota talking, me, Lucky, Dakota, Lucky talking, but the three of us together, this is nice.
This is it, man. This is fucking default radio, baby. This is the way it is, the way it's always going to be. And you might not hear us for a while. You might hear us next week. The thing is, none of us know. I don't know. You don't know. I mean, I'm doing this fucking, I mean, Doug and I and Rigel, excuse me, are doing this fucking almost daily show four times a week. We call it a half hour, but we always go over.
nice.
The most recent show, of course, what's the date with that?
Yesterday.
The 24th?
Yeah.
Yeah, if you check out the November 24th show, I got my man Spin on there. I've been friends with that. He's a really old friend. I've known that dude for going on, damn, how many years it has been? Like 16, more than that, almost 20 years I've known that dude.
Damn.
He is fucking lead. He knows his shit. Listen to an episode, we talk about fascism in America, historic fucking shit. It's fucking crazy. That dude is fucking lead.
That certainly dates you, Dakota.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? Definitely dates me.
I don't think I've known anyone for 20 years.
I've known him for 20 years, dude. Almost. Just about. I think just shy. Maybe like fucking 18 years.
Yeah.
But yeah, man. So I don't know, bro. What are we going to talk about, man? We got some time left. This is the comeback, yo. For now. Little treat for the listeners, you know? What are we going to give them? What are we going to give them this week?
I don't know. I don't have any fucking turkeys, so.
Yeah, man. Oh, man.
You know what I'm saying? Everyone I know seems to be not with their family right now.
Mm.
Kind of annoying. Kind of weird.
Well, yeah, I'm going to have to do the whole family thing tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? But that's what the holidays are about. You know, you hang out with your family, you drink some beers, fucking, that's it. It's the way to do it.
That's right.
It's the way to fucking do it. Hopefully some stores are open, because I have to pick up a pack of cigarettes. I need to pick up, I need to pick up some beer. I got to bring something over. I got to be a nice guy, you know?
Yeah. Speaking of Thanksgiving, obviously the day after today, do not buy day. Yep.
Yes, indeed. You know what? We finally get to tell people about that. Last year, we were late.
Yeah, well, you know what? Artofhacking.com, for 3 or 4 consecutive years, on their site, they always posted, hey, do not buy day after.
I thought it was called Buy Nothing Day.
Buy Nothing Day, whatever.
Yeah. Buy Nothing Day. What that means is that the busiest shopping day of the year, the day after Thanksgiving, do not buy anything. I do it. That's it. And if you have to buy something, and this has been my philosophy, it's not like it's not something you have to 100% subscribe to. You know what I'm saying? If you need something, if you desperately fucking need to buy something.
Yeah, like if you run out of gas on the highway.
Well, no. I'm saying. Support local businesses. If you need a fucking roll of toilet paper, don't go to Walmart and get it. I don't care if get it from a local business. I don't care if it costs more money. I don't care if it's out of your way. I don't care. Support your local businesses. Buy Nothing Day isn't to fuck over the local merchants. It's to fuck over the big guys, okay? So if you do need to buy something, make sure it's not at some place like fucking Walmart.
Yeah,
okay?
Jesus Christ.
And definitely don't go out and buy clothes or fucking DVDs or electronics. You know what I'm saying? Come on.
Yeah,
get
that's the whole point. Buy Nothing Day. You know, you know, the fucking stores are counting on you to come in.
Yeah, so don't go in.
Yeah. Last year around this time, I worked at CompUSA, and we were all relying on the day after Thanksgiving. You know, you guys got to be here 6 a.m. sharp. We need all the people we can get because everyone's going to come in today.
Yeah. Don't go. Don't buy shit. Do not go out shopping. Spend the day with your motherfucking family. Okay? That's it.
Dude,
you don't have to work.
Man.
Spend the day with your family. Go over to your mom's house and fucking have some leftover fucking turkey at your mother's house.
Friday is the day I usually relax from Thanksgiving, shitting out all the fucking.
That's what I'm saying. Normal people should be fucking relaxing. It's these fucking retard consumers who go out there and feel, it's the fuck. I got to start Christmas shopping and all this fucking bullshit.
Yeah, dude. You know what? I don't want to. You know, that's another thing. I don't want to see Christmas commercials. I don't want to see decorations until December 1st.
Yeah, fuck. You know. Yeah, exactly. Fuck this bullshit. Do not fall into the trap. Don't be a consumer.
And there are a lot of people falling into the trap. Have you seen this what was it, targetwakeupcall.com.
Yeah, yeah, Abbott told me about that.
Call at 4 a.m. on Buy Nothing Day.
Yeah, Abbott told me about that. Shouts to Abbott for putting me onto that. Target gives you a free wake-up call on
Buy Nothing Day.
Yeah.
So
oh, my.
So you can get up and buy stuff.
Yeah, fuck that shit. Fuck the, this is the type of, I don't even want to think about this, man.
And you know what? I mean, maybe it's just me, but after I've been with my family and I'm all stuffed from eating turkey, I don't want to get woke up at 4 in the fucking morning to go shopping.
From Target.
Yeah.
And you know, that's going to catch on. The fact that they've done that, next year, they're all going to be doing it.
And speaking of which, this 4 a.m. wake-up call shit, all it relies on is CPN.
Yeah,
so,
wake up your friends, motherfuckers.
Yeah, wake up all your friends. Have Target calling them at 4 a.m. so they'll all sue Target.
Yeah, exactly. You know what? That's a fun project that you could all do today, Thanksgiving, is go around spoofing every motherfucking number that you can think of. Spend the whole day doing it to Target and have them all call everyone in your town. Or you know what? People that are look at the location where a Target is and call all the phone numbers that are near there. Fucking everybody who lives near a Target, wake them up on Buy Nothing Day at 4 a.m. Come to Target. Come shopping. That's what they're going to hear. 4 fucking a.m. in the morning.
Yeah, and then they won't even want to buy anything because they didn't subscribe to that wake up.
Exactly,
call.
Exactly. Fucking hack the motherfucking planet.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, you know what? That's a very subversive idea, and I fucking love it. I fucking love that.
God bless you, folks.
God bless America, where you're able to spoof your caller ID.
Yeah.
In other countries, you have to wait online for 5 hours to spoof your caller ID.
Speaking of which, did you hear about the Patriot Act 2?
I don't even want to. I don't care. I want to hear. I'm waiting for the Patriot Act 3.
Okay. Well, after the second one, I don't even think they'll have to pass legislation.
Yeah.
It'll just be the dictatorship.
Yeah, and then calling it Patriot Act. You know, fucking for... Oh God. Patriotism is a fucking mental disease anyway. I don't fucking care. Oh, God. I don't even want to think about this shit.
All right, sorry. I didn't want to get you on that.
Yeah, right? You're getting me pissed off, man. This is more fodder for the mind war.
Okay.
God.
I'll just let you think about that for the next time you got to go on the mind war.
Yeah, because I don't want to think about it. But, you know, it's fucking 20 after 6. I got to get the fuck out of here. We got to wrap this up. You know what I'm saying? I hope everyone fucking enjoyed the
Thanksgiving edition.
Yeah, this episode 39. Dead but not gone.
That's right.
What I'm saying? And
Look, are you driving?
What?
Are you driving?
No.
No, he's outside.
Oh.
Before we go though, I wanted to, you know, we got to give out all the new websites that are going out there. Excuse me, just so people know about them. The first one, of course, is on YouFear.com.
Oh, God.
YouFear.com is a proud sponsor of Default Radio, by the way. This episode of Default Radio was brought to you by in cooperation with YouFear.com and also JewFear.com, J00PH33R.com. So make sure you visit those websites and support them. Any other websites that we gotta prop? Oh, fucking Black Ratchet. His payphone website. What's that website?
Oh, yet another payphone.
Yeah.
What is it?
YAPL.org?
Yeah, YAPL.org. So shouts to Black Ratchet. Even though he does say yet another payphone list, it's current. It's fucking dope. Check out the website. Of course, bellsmind.net. You know.
Yep.
Fucking. Any other websites?
Let's see. Binrev.com.
PDA Freak.
Oldschoolfreak.com, baby.
Yeah, that's it. That's another thing. Congratulations to fucking Natus. Not only is the newest member of DDP, but also the proud new webmaster of oldschoolfreak.com. Of course, for those unacquainted with such things, that's oldschoolfreak.com. Natus is the new webmaster, and he's doing a fucking great job. Shouts to Briscativo for all the international scanning. It's fucking insane. That's like the leadest shit I've seen in years.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Now, what did you have to say there?
Oh, I must say that good thing to Stank Dog to pick a much more wiser choice for DDP this time.
Yeah, Stank Dog finally getting his act together. You know, I mean, and yeah, shouts to fucking Sub-Zero. Also, you know, since,
oh, yeah, definitely.
In the absence of Default Radio, also a new member of DDP, and of course, Geek Love Radio.
Yeah. GeekLoveRadio.com.
GeekLoveRadio.com. Yes, go there and check out the picture of Majestic.
Oh, really?
Dude.
No, I'm really going to have to go there.
Yeah, let me tell you, before we actually get into the real shouts, I went to GeekLoveRadio.com. I've been kind of unplugged for quite a while, as many people know. I did have a chance to get online, and I wanted to check out, you know, a few new websites from, you know, people that I consider fucking really cool, really very elite, like, cool dudes. I did have the opportunity to meet Sub-Zero at the Fifth Hope, fucking coolest guy in the world, you know what I'm saying? So I decided to check out Geek Love Radio, and there's a photo gallery of listeners, and they separated by male and female. So first, of course, I check out the female listeners, and I'm like, Sub is a fucking pimp, you know what I'm saying? Because these chicks are fucking hot, like, they are hot. These are actual hot chicks. Like, a lot of people have different definitions of hot. You know,
yeah.
I consider these girls just hot across the board, all of them. And then I clicked on the pictures to look at the guys. I want to see what kind of guys listen to this shit. And there's a bunch of normal-looking people. And then off in the bottom left-hand corner is that picture of Majestic with the mustache and everything. Just a picture that we've all seen a million times.
Just too fucking funny, dude. Yeah, just like out of nowhere, like fucking. Here's a whole bunch of normal dudes, and then you see Majestic.
I was laughing out loud, like it just. Laughing out loud at that shit, seriously. On the fucking floor when I fucking saw that. So, yeah, definite big shouts to fucking geekloveradio.com. So, we got to close this show. Fucking, you should be hearing...
One more shout, Infonomicon.
Infonomicon. But no, we're going to actually give some real shouts now. I just wanted to mention some websites. So that's infonomicon.org,
I think.
Damn,
yeah.
I can't remember. I've been unplugged for a while, so you can't blame me. So you should be hearing, of course, the closing music that's, you know, known as Default Radio, KMFDM Virus. Doug, do you have any personal shout-outs?
Shout-outs to fucking Not3.
Yeah, big shouts. Hell yeah.
The man of everything on the internet.
Yeah, apparently people don't recognize and realize, but Not3 is probably the most elite motherfucker on the face of the earth.
Yes, I have to give a big shout-out to fucking Not3 and Stank Dog, probably the two most busiest men I know on the internet.
Yeah, Not3 is the busiest man in hacking.
Yeah, and fucking shout out to White Sword, of course.
Not3 is the hardest working man in hacking.
And my good friend Paranoia.
Oh yeah, Paranoia.
Definitely shouts out to Prism there.
Yeah, he's a crazy dude. Lucky, you got.
He is a crazy motherfucker.
Oh God, you got any shout outs?
Me and him have been hanging out.
Oh, you know what?
Here is poor.
Speaking of that, stay tuned. Coming very soon, Paranoia will have quite a few. Very, very special and very informative special segments on the Mind War.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so you're going to hear Paranoia. He's going to be reporting from the Hell Front. He's going to be telling all of you what you need to know about various things like prescription drugs. High fructose corn, artificial sweeteners like aspartame and shit, fluoride. Aluminum. He's going to be coming out, and he's going to be telling you guys what the fuck is the real deal health concerns with these very dangerous substances. Lucky, do you have any shout-outs?
Okay, yeah. Well, obviously, shout-out, again, to Paranoia. My other shout-outs are going to go to Natus. All the members and attendees of DC213. I went there last Friday. It was the most kick-ass meeting. I'll give a shout out to Pooley. He's been my man for a while, you know. We've been kicking it. So yeah, that's my shout
out. Oh, I do have to give a shout out to fucking Avid because he's helped me out a couple things and he's been a real good help too to fucking the Mind War and everything too.
Yeah, definitely. Avid is the alternate engineer on the Mind War. He's helped us a great deal when we really fucking needed it. Considering it's a live show and things happen, you know, unforeseen circumstances, Avid fucking helped us out a great deal.
Nice.
And my shouts. Go to, first and foremost, everyone who has ever had anything to do with Default Radio, mostly fucking Lucky, 225, and Tug right here, my main men. But, of course, everyone who's had anything to do with Default Radio. Anyone who has ever supported Default Radio, everyone who has anything to do with themindwar.com, anyone who supported us, huge shouts to Rant Radio for always getting us on in good slots. So shouts to fucking Smokehouse and Sumerian.
84?
Huh?
Nick84?
I was going to say, shouts to Nick84. He's helped us on Default. He's also about to be helping us on the Mind War. Shouts to everyone, every member of DDP. Shouts to everyone in the BinRev forums. Of course, shouts to everyone at the New York City 2600, especially Epiphany. Fucking really fucking elite motherfucker. And that's about it. Oh yeah, shouts to all my girly girls. They know who they are. They're out there. They're, you know, hopefully they're unaware of each other.
Oh, and Kizzle with Hacker Media.
Yeah, definitely shouts to Kizzle, Hacker Media. And that's it, man. That's it, you know. I just shouted out everyone.
Yeah.
Oh, and, you know, of course, shouts to all our, you know, the forefathers, shouts to fucking, you know, people, the reason we're doing this, people like fucking Mark Brunet, Evan Dorbell, fucking Captain Crunch, Emmanuel Goldstein, Kevin Mitnick, Jason Scott, people who are doing shit, everybody who has a fucking website, anybody remotely involved in Freaking that's not a fucking goddamn jerk. And there's many of those, you know what I'm saying, so.
Shouts to Waz, dude.
Yeah, of course, shouts to fucking Waz. This shit wouldn't be going on if it wasn't for fucking Waz. We probably wouldn't be here right now. You know, I hate to say it, because he was the guy out there selling blue boxes, but you know what I'm saying? We might not be here if it wasn't for Waz, so shouts to him.
Yeah, he's definitely a cool person.
Yeah, I mean, there's a few people, like I said, fucking Mark Brunet, Evan Dorbell, Captain Crunch, and to a lesser extent, but, you know, not too much lesser, fucking Waz. If it wasn't for those four people, we might not even be here right now. So we have to give props to them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And, of course, you know, like I said, Emmanuel Goldstein, he does a show every fucking week. We know exactly how hard it is to do. And he's been doing that for quite a long time. And he does fucking off the wall. You know what I'm saying? I mean, come on.
Yeah.
And to attend 2600 meetings when he's in town and to fucking come out with this magazine consistently four times a year. To organize events like Hope, where we all get to, you know, get together, even though Lucky and Dougie weren't there. It's just fucking, these are the people who are doing shit. People who are making names and keeping it alive. You know, that's what we're here for.
Yeah, speaking of which, my last shout is going to go out to the members of Shmoo and ShmooCon coming February 4th through 6/05.
There you go.
Washington, D.C.
D.C., baby. And that's it, man. For anyone who wants to contact us, Lucky's email is, of course, lucky225@binrev.com.
No longer at Default Radio.
Yeah, Doug, what do you use for your main email address?
Fucking everything fucking Doug, anything forwards at doug@dougtv.org, of course.
And if you want to get in contact with me through email, just send it to Doug. I talk to him all the time.
Yeah.
Or you could send it, you know, decoder@defaultradio is still working. If you want to send email to me, send it to decoder@defaultradio.com. It's there. It's operational. But if it's imperative, I have a voicemail that I check every couple of days. It will not trap your CPN. It's a laser voicemail. It is not a K7 voicemail box. It is a straight-up laser. I do not have the internet currently. I am unplugged. As everyone knows, you have to check K7 voicemail on by your email or on their website, and you get it as a wave. I don't fucking do that. I have a laser voicemail box that will not get your number, and that number is 206-984-6410. Don't be afraid to fucking leave me a message. It will not get your number. I don't care what your number is. I really fucking don't. I'm not about owning people. I don't give a shit. If you want me to call you, you give me your number. I have plenty of people's numbers. You know what I'm saying? I don't fucking need yours.
Well, I guess that's about it.
Yeah, that's it. Thanks for listening, everybody. This has been Default Radio, episode 39. Like, as I said at the beginning, don't think this is a harbinger of a weekly program. We don't know when this is going to come back, but rest assured that it's dead, but it's not gone. We will be back eventually. So, from all of us, happy Thanksgiving. And as always, Default Radio. Easy for you to remember, hard for others to guess. Later. Now, you creeps,